Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's go. Game time decisions. Kevin Walsh here, but have no fear. Gabe is here as well. Cam is here as well. Gabe on the phone. What's going on, Gabe? How's Friday treating you, man?
Hey, good stuff, Kevin. I'm ready to rock and roll on this Rising Stars Challenge night here tonight. And listen, I'm lucky enough, shout out to all the lovely ladies who are tuning in, or maybe one of them, if Lisa might be listening. I think we've got a few. I've got a visitor this weekend. And listen, the plane's supposed to land at about 5:30 or so. And I know, man, Newark Airport, nothing lands on time, like ever. So I probably should have just like said, yeah, you know what, this plane will be late, and I'll come in studio and I'll do it. But it's Valentine's. You can't leave a hot chick waiting in Newark Airport.
No.
And I'm not even there. At least I'll be waiting for on the other side cam, right? So
that's right. Yeah. If you want to hug on Valentine's Day and more than hugs, you show up. That's basically what you do. Yeah, Lisa slept over last night. We had more of a Valentine's party in Vegas. I gave her a bracelet. I said, sorry, honey, we'll do Valentine's Day next week. Gabe, it's 1 degree here in Fahrenheit terms, minus 17. Like, I didn't even want to go outside to get flowers or anything. I said, baby, I'll take you out for dinner next week. But good luck. Have a great weekend, buddy. You deserve it. Time for some loving.
I appreciate that. And yeah, it's damn cold in New York as well. As me and Kevin found out, we were going out for our early morning jog this morning. Cold as hell this morning, Kevin, wasn't it, out there?
Man, the thing is, though, Gabe, they got the freaking AC on here. Like, I need, like, winter sports gear to do this show right now.
I don't know what the deal in that room is, bro. Like, it's like a meat locker. Like I said, you know the scene from Goodfellas when they find, they're like, you know, when De Niro starts killing everyone and like, the song plays? And he's like, I never seen Jimmy so happy. And he's like, he's killing everyone. He's got money coming in from the Lufthansa's deal. He's killing everyone. And then they show poor Frankie Carbone in the meat locker. They're like, poor Frankie. Took 2 days to thaw him out to do the autopsy. That's how cold it is here, Kevin. It's cold as hell.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Please. I need a jacket. I'm doing the rest of this with my jacket on, I think. All right, let's get the update with Cam.
Got it.
Sports Grid news update.
Hey guys, Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid news and betting update. You want that edge? You got to get on the grid. Minnesota Wild firing head coach Bruce Boudreau today. Assistant coach Dean Evason, he takes over. The Wild just 3 points out of the playoffs in the West and a solid 7-3-1 over their last 11 games. Weird timing. St. Louis Blues defenseman Jay Bouwmeester underwent ICD defibrillator surgery today. The procedure is designed to restore the heart's normal rhythm. Great news. Bouwmeester suffered a cardiac episode on the bench Tuesday night in Anaheim, but he's getting better. That game postponed. The 36-year-old has played in over 1,200 games in the NHL and a member of the Triple Gold Club, Stanley Cup, Olympic Gold, and World Championship. Edmonton tough guy Zach Cassian has denied an in-person hearing from the NHL's Player Safety Department after kicking Lightning blue liner Eric Chernak Thursday night. The league has the option to suspend Cassian, a repeat offender, for six or more games. The Oilers already without star Connor McDavid. Man City has been banned from the Champions League for 2 years and hit with $30 million pound fine for serious breaches of UEFA's fair play regulations. They overstated sponsorship revenue between 2012 and 2016. City launching an appeal in the court of arbitration. EPL soccer today, Man City and Wolverhampton tied 0-0. NBA All-Star Weekend, Rising Stars Challenge tonight, 9:05. Team USA minus 5.5 versus the world, total 309.5. Indians righty Mike Clevenger will undergo surgery on his left knee. He has a tear in his medial meniscus while training this week, and he's going to miss the start of the season. NFL news, Steve Keim, Arizona Cardinals GM, says David Johnson is not going anywhere. They're not getting rid of him. Florida Panthers veteran tight end Greg Olsen talking to the Bills, Seahawks, and Skins. Redskins releasing Josh Gordon today. And round two of the Genesis Open from Riviera, Matt Kuchar and Russell Henley tied for the lead at minus -8. We got four in the NHL tonight. We'll break it all down on this show. And Pharrell's got you covered at 7 o'clock on In Game Live. I'm Cam Stewart. That's your news update. Now back to Kevin Walsh and Gabe Morenci here on GTD.
All right, right back, GTD. Gabe, what are we looking at here tonight, man, on a Friday?
Well, you know, we're looking at this Rising Stars game here tonight, and I want to be Charlie Contrarian on this game with the world. I already told people I'm going to jump on the world. Yet, man, this, I don't know if I've ever seen such a loaded rookie sophomore Rising Star Challenge roster as the U.S. has tonight. So, you know, that's an interesting game. I'm ready for some XFL football this weekend. And we got some college basketball tonight. We have Abano joining us in a couple of minutes. The boys in the pit are ready to go with all kinds of cool information for these games here tonight. St. Bonaventure, an interesting basketball game this evening. You know, the college card, it is what it is on a Friday night, and every NHL game starting to count right now, Cam, as well.
Yeah, you think they'd stagger the starts, Gabe, but all four NHL games at 7 o'clock tonight. Wetzel texted me. He's like, dude, basically every game's over when we're doing in-game live at 9 o'clock. I go, don't worry, Wetzel. We got Saturday's card. We got the NBA skills. We got college basketball. We'll get through it, buddy. But I like a lot on the ice. There's only four games, but I'll be throwing it down, Gabe.
What are you thinking about the college basketball card tonight, Kevin? As I mentioned, the St. Bonaventure game, 7 o'clock. Davidson at St. Bonaventure this evening. The Bonnies having a nice year, guys. 17-8 straight up. 15-8-2 against the spread. St. Bonaventure, 7-3 straight up. ATS, straight up and ATS in their last 10. Davidson, just 3-6 ATS on the road. What I like about this, what caught my eye here too, guys, St. Bonaventure, 11-5 against the spread this year when listed as a favorite. And it's a small price here tonight. And I also like Kevin and Cam. I like the fact that Davidson, have owned these guys. Davidson had been beating up on people in this conference for a couple of years. Now St. Bonaventure has a good team. It's payback tonight. I like the Bonnies on their home floor this evening. And I tell you, that total feels a little light at 129.5, guys.
I'll tell you what, Gabe, yeah. There's a lot of meat on the bone for this college slate. That one, though, more than any game, jumped off the plate. Bonnies this year, 5-1-1 ATS as a home favorite. Davidson, ATS, 1-4 as a road dog. So every number you listed there, plus that, I love laying four with the Bonnies tonight.
It's almost too good to be true, Cam. Are you in on the Bonnies?
It is too good to be true. No, I'm not. And I'm friends with both you guys. Walsh, I like your hair. Walsh, I like your hairdo. I love Morenci. He's like my brother, but I'm on Davidson tonight. Give me the four and a little sprinkle on the money line. I wish we could all be threes a crowd, guys, but I can't lie. I actually bet on Davidson in this spot. I think the numbers are a little bit askew for St. Bonaventure, but you're right, Gabe. They are having a good year. I just think Davidson, they understand. They've conquered this series before, and I kind of feel like the West Virginia game when I was on them and Kansas and their pedigree took over at the end of the game. I think similar things happened tonight. Give me Davidson plus four. Sorry, fellas, but I do agree on the over.
See, Kim, you're lucky we love you as well, Cam. It's like if you were Wetzel, I'd say, did you just compare Davidson to Kansas? Did you just compare Davidson to Kansas and pedigree?
You know what, though, Gabe? It was the best, right? So I'm doing the show with Pharrell last night. He goes, remember that idiot who said ceremony games? It was a Wetzel? Oh, yeah, yeah. Good pick, Wetzel, Chicago over Vancouver. Like Pharrell and Ed Carver High were ripping Wetzel for his contrarian ceremony pick.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I don't like picking on people that aren't around to defend themselves.
I love Wetzel.
We all know that's true. Not saying anything I wouldn't say if Wetzel was here, right, Kevin? I mean, I'm not bashful or shy. So
I don't understand how he did it, though, Gabe. Seriously, everybody he pisses off in like 5 minutes. I quickly said his name on Pharrell's show, and he goes, no, don't say that. Don't say his name. No, all his stupid systems. I was like, oh my, he knows him. He knows him to a T.
Stupid systems. Free plays.
Yeah, Cam's the only one that likes Wetzel. Cam's like the nicest to him. But it took Pharrell and Carver about seven or eight shows to clue in to just fade Wetzel and his hot takes. Like, the best part was, and Wetzel's best line is, I don't have the numbers to back it up. Like 90% of the time. But I don't have the numbers to back it up. It's like, well, you can do your job. And I don't know. How about get the number, Wetzel? And it won't be 90%, right? So he drops that all the time. So he went with that. He went with that the other night. I don't know. I don't know the percentage, guys, but I can tell you. It's at least 80% of the time that they're getting the team with the ceremony loses the game. And when he said that, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, the Canucks, there's no way in hell they're losing on Sedin night tonight against the Blackhawks. They shut him out, Kevin.
It's incredible.
What's those hot take? They got shut out. He had another hot take about revenge. And I was like, so it's not a system. It's just a simple revenge play in college basketball. He's like, no. The system is, though, if the team with revenge is good and the team that lost is bad. And I'm like, oh wow, it's quite the complicated system you've got going on here. So he goes, up here is Northern Colorado and Portland State. Portland State's a system play. Guys, word of no lie, Portland State were up like 14, like 6 minutes into the game. They beat them again.
It's incredible. It's honestly the best. And what you like too is you're like, yeah, you'd be yelling at Cam, right, if it was Scott who said that. But you'd also be slightly happy because you like when he's on the other side of you. All right, let's hit a break here. Game Time Decisions. We come back. Babano's joining us. Keep it here on the grid.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, right back here. Game Time Decisions on the Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. Gabe Renzi, though, still here alongside Cam Stewart Pavano. About to hop in here. Gabe, let's keep it rolling.
All right, we were talking about Save Bonaventure. It sounds like it's me and Kevin against Cam when it comes to this bodies matchup. A couple other college basketball games that caught our eye tonight. And you know what, Kevin? This is right in your wheelhouse, actually. You should be the expert when it comes to this. But Babano, it seems like Babano every Friday always brings this team up. Me and Cam have been betting these games for years. And I'm speaking, Cam, of course, of Riders on the Storm.
On the Storm.
Against some Siena Mist tonight. Hey, yeah. hey, a-hole. Siena Mist yeah, only. Hey.
Can I get a Sprite? Hey, a-hole. Only Sierra Mist here. A-hole. That's what happened in Buffalo. My buddy ordered a Sprite, and he's a real dick, right? And the waitress called him an a-hole. He's like, we got Sierra Mist here only, a-hole. He deserved it. Guy's a prick.
They're surly in Buffalo. So, yeah, Ryder at Siena tonight. Yeah. Siena minus 4.5, total 147.5. Broncos are actually playing good basketball, 5-1 straight up in their last six. The Saints are 4-1 straight up in their last five. One thing, you know, it's impressive. I don't care what conference you're in, if you're still undefeated at this time of the year on your home court. And Siena are 10-0 on their home court. If you like underplays, guys, Ryder 5-1 to the under in the last six. The Saints, though, are an over team, 3-1 to the over in their last four. Kevin, you follow this conference closely because of your Iona Gales. What do you make of Ryder and Siena?
Yeah, actually, this one's kind of easy for me. Ryder on the year, 0-5 ATS as a road dog. Pair that with a building like Siena, and it matches up. Like, if someone was going to be unbeaten in their building, it would be Siena. That's why they're always so dangerous in the tournament, because it's at their place. Which, by the way, if you're playing MAC Tournament Futures, take a look at Siena. It's in their building. Absolutely, I like Siena tonight. I don't mind the number. I'll lay down 4.5, 5, whatever it is.
Cam, normally I don't like laying 4.5, 5 in these games, but I'm looking, I mentioned St. Bonaventure in a similar situation as Siena tonight, but Siena's playing good basketball on their home court. What do you think about that game, Ryder and Siena?
Yeah, I would go with Siena or nothing in this game. You know me, Gabe, I look for an excuse to take dogs, and it was a good night last night. That Colorado collapse was heartbreaking. I've had two basketball games this week with West Virginia and Colorado. What, they score 11 points in the last 9 minutes? Like, what are you doing to me? But anyway, tonight I would definitely go with Siena there. The Riders a horrible team, but I do have an opinion. There's an early tip, Gabe, 6:30. Buffalo and Toledo is the game that opens things up, and I just bet Toledo. Blessing, you know, he tells me about Buffalo. You know what? This isn't the same team as before. I know they're still talented, but Buffalo's really let us down. The Central Michigan game, Gabe, like, you know, what did they do? And remember they were leading that game when he told me to bet them and they didn't score for like the last 5 minutes. I think the Toledo Rockets at home laying 2, 2.5 are going to get it done against Buffalo tonight. Put it in. I'm on them.
You know what? The Mac is whack. And I finally backed off. I've been ignoring the Mac. You know, football's one thing. And in past years, I've been a bit of masochist and have bet a lot of MAC basketball. But I just don't have the appetite for it. Total toss up, but we wish you luck. And yeah, great pick by Blessing. Yeah, that's still Cam still remembers that one from a couple of weeks ago on the Friday night. So Cam's anti-Buffalo tonight. You're anti-Buffalo. You're not down with St. Bonaventure. You're not down with St. Bonaventure. You're betting against the Buffalo Bulls. Come on, man. WABC Channel 7 and the highlight package. Like, you'd be like, you'd be that guy in the bar. Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, the Bulls lost. Hey, hey. Like, you're anti-Buffalo tonight. Who are you, Bon Jovi?
I don't know what the hell's going on. And I love the city of Buffalo. I love the value I get in that city. Great wings, great bars where you can, like, get wasted for very cheap, Gabe. We've had fun at Orchard Park watching the Bills play. But I got to tell you, this Buffalo team, since the coaching change, they haven't been as good. And ATS, in these games that they should win, they haven't been as crisp, especially in the second half of these games. So, no, I'll fade the Sabres. You know what I mean? Buffalo tonight, you're right. And St. Bonaventure in Olean, New York, I'm fading these guys too. So I guess the state's hating me right now, but I really don't care.
I'll just quickly, Gabe, going to jump in with a number quickly here. Toledo on the year as a home favorite is 1-10 ATS, but straight up, they're 5-5. So if you're back in Buffalo, you're then relying on a 2.5-point spread to actually kind of come into play. That's why I didn't want to get involved in the side, but Buffalo, 7 of their last 8 games have gone under. So 154.5, I like the under.
That's the thing. On my book, it's 145 on the money line.
Yeah.
So I don't want to dick around for them winning by 3, win the game. Right. You know, it's people say just, you know, if you have confidence, lay the points. But we've seen it. Gabe says it. MAC games, these games are crazy. It could come down to last possession.
100%.
I just like the home team in this situation. And maybe parlayed as well. 45 cents of juice is nothing.
Especially if it's 1-10 ATS, but 5-5 straight up. I think it's the only way to do it if you're on Toledo.
Tight games.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
You know, guys, I see a game on the horizon tonight. What do I see on the horizon?
State.
I see a Raider.
Right State. Yeah.
But guys,
I love Right State.
Right State, 21-5, 21-5 straight up on the year, guys. Yet they're not covering numbers now. Like, the market has caught up to them. They're very big favorites all the time. And case in point, look, they're 8-2 straight up in their last 10 games, but they're only 3-6-1 against the spread. Meanwhile, Illinois-Chicago, the Flames, pardon the pun, are starting to heat up right now. They've been playing good basketball for the last 2 weeks, and they're playing their best basketball of their season right now. They're 4-0 ATS. The last 4 times they've hit the highway getting points. Double digits right now. Kevin, I just think the number's a little high here. People are looking at Wright State. They're looking at the straight-up record. And listen, it's been a great year for them. They've only covered 11 games this year. They've won 21 times. They've only covered 11 times. The number's just getting a little high for Wright State right now, and this is a case in point. I'm going to roll the dice. I'll take the chance with little Illinois-Chicago getting double-digit points.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The Flames are 7-3 ATS on the season as a whole. As a road dog, you mentioned four for four their last 4 tries. And over their last 10, 7-2-1 ATS. So I get 11 points with a team that's covered numbers at that rate. That's an easy decision for me.
Yeah, and Cam,
what do you think? Normally, you like the double-digit pooch.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Wright State in Dayton, Ohio. But I will say this: the Flames plus 11. It seems like a lot of points. And also in this game, the total 148.5 opened down to 147.5. I'll tell you one thing about Wright State: they score and don't play a lot of defense. So it seems like an exceptionally high number. But I would lean to the over. I think the winning team will get like I see like a 84-78 type of game, Gabe. Like, I think it gets there. 147, it looks high, but I think these teams can score. I don't see a lot of defense tonight in Illinois, Chicago, and Wright State.
I won't disagree with that. I think there is a track meet in store tonight. .147.5 what was the number? Let's get an updated number right now. You know, interesting college basketball night tonight. I like these games, actually. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm staying away from the Ivy League. Screw the Ivy League. I'm going to stay away from that MAC game. St. Bonaventure, man, I hate that 4.5 range. It's 195 on the money line, but I don't want to lay minus 195. You know, it seems I'll be Wetzel here. I don't have the numbers, guys, to back this up, but I tell you, like 80% of the time, Manhattan wins on Friday night. All the time. They actually do.
Don't
it's Manhattan
do
at
it.
Iona tonight.
Don't
look
do
at
that,
Gabe.
The old Jaspers.
Give it to me, Gabe. Give it to me. I can't stand this flavorless. Do your Manhattan line there.
What did I do to deserve this flat and flavorless Manhattan?
I love that one. And it's versus Kevin's Iona Bills. The flat and flavorless Jaspers against Iona, Kev. What a night.
Don't do it. The Gales are hot. Back-to-back wins of 20-plus. Don't do it.
Are you taking Iona, Kev?
Yes.
I'm not going to do it.
Absolutely. 2.5 against their rival.
No problem.
You know what? Iona is the play
tonight.
Is this
their rival?
More money on Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan's their big rival.
I'm taking Iona tonight. I'm taking Iona. Screw it.
Man, I always thought Siena was.
Well, Siena's like, it's been built up a little bit now because the Gales keep winning the tournament in Siena's building, which is really pissing off Siena. It's hilarious and it's incredible. But Manhattan was kind of their main rival, at least while I was there at school.
Iona.
Jaspers. I want to get out to a Jasper. Yeah, I got to get out to a Jasper game. I didn't realize
taking
that.
Taking them.
That was the rival. Tonight. All right.
Let's do it.
Boy. This just has disaster written all over it. We're betting on Iona, but I guess, they're going to beat the Jaspers tonight.
Gabe, it's a win-win for you, though, because if the bet loses, then you get to come on here and continue to yell at me and Badline Brian. You know, so it works either way.
Yeah, you guys will never hear the end of this, too. Like, till the rest of, the college season. Like, this summer I'll bring it up. One night on Friday I bet on Iona. They couldn't even beat Manhattan.
Yeah, gutless.
Yeah, you're right. It's for the entertainment. Yeah, gutless Gales. For the entertainment value, yeah. I think the Gales get it done tonight, Cam. Let's go Iona.
They do. I like Iona tonight. Kev said it. If they won back-to-back,
this one's from my boy Fasano.
Yeah, we can do it. Let's go Iona. We're riding the Iona train tonight. Better not let us down, Kev.
Yeah, I know. It's pressure. And that's how you know if Gabe really hates a team if he calls them gutless. Like, night one of the NBA season, it was my first time on with Gabe for NBA, and the Rockets completely blow the game against the Bucks, which also led to the all-time, why'd you bet that of him versus Teddy? Like, I'll never forget it. I loved it. This Rockets team is gutless.
Told me to start.
They're gutless. And then Teddy's just like, well, why'd you bet him? It's like, not now, Teddy, no. Oh, man, it was incredible.
Yeah, that was
a
classic night. Was that night one of the NBA, really?
Yes. Yes, it was.
They really are gutless, though. It's true.
That's how he kicked off the NBA season. All right, let's hit a break. GTD returns right after this.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
All right, here we go. Right back here. GTD rolls on the grid. Kevin Walsh, Cam Stewart, and Gabe Morenci. We're rolling right now, hitting some of this college slate. The Gales have now become the best bet of the night, and I love it, Gabe.
I was just wondering, where's Babano at? Did he get attacked by a homeless guy inside a soup kitchen?
These times, Gabe, we're going to call him, and he's actually going to have one too many at the bar, You know what I mean? Oh, I forgot. He likes to slip up at the soup conference, right? So maybe, hey, Babano, I bought your picks package. Hey, had a good night. You know, guy buys him a couple shots and he goes into orbit. I don't know. He's usually pretty reliable on Friday, but you're right. He's missing in action.
He's been a little off his game the last couple of Fridays, to be honest. When you were in Vegas, he was caught off guard as well at the bar. He was like, oh, yeah, hey, guys. Doing this every Friday.
I know.
I think he's Yeah, exactly. He reminds me, you know, Chris Nyland, the great hockey player, the great fighter. Chris Nyland had a great, great tale how you can tell Kevin and Cam if you're an alcoholic, all right? And he said, you know, he used to drink and he'd play all the time. He was a boozer, but he goes, I retired. And he goes, oh, you know, I was playing golf and I didn't do much during the day. He goes, but I would go to the bar at happy hour, right? So he would go to the bar at happy hour, you know, dinner time. And, you know, he said he would, you know, hang out with his buddies at the bar and stuff. Then he said he started getting to the bar and soap operas were on TV still.
Oh, yeah. Young and the Restless,
but soap operas were on TV.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then he's like, then he goes, you know, and then I realized I was at the bar every day and I was watching game shows. And then he said, you know, next thing I knew, I was at the bar. And he goes, the next thing I knew, I was at the bar and the morning news was on. It sort of starts.
Yeah.
But he said he realized he had a problem when he knew the soap opera, right? Like, he's like, damn. And they had a soap opera on in the bar. But, yeah, I don't know. It seems like Babano is starting to leave a little earlier now, Cam, on a daily basis. You know, just a little earlier.
Actually, very, very good observation, Morency. Yeah, first it was just like, you know, the occasional soup festival and such. But, yeah, he's been really hitting the bar scene pretty hard. And you're right. It has been earlier. So we'll keep an eye on this situation.
You get into it. What's this? What's acceptable? Like, I guess five, right? Like, you know, I'm just being real here. Like, yeah, I'm not calling. It's a little early.
Yeah, I would
though,
say 4 o'clock. I'd say 4 o'clock. Like 4 o'clock for people. Like sometimes you get out of work a little bit early, loosen the tie. 4 o'clock. If you're doing it before 4 o'clock every day, yeah. Before four's good. That's the over under. Like, four p.m. That's what I'm saying.
When I used to be a big partier, the band Homicide, and like we would really go hard every night. It got to the point where it was bad. Like I used to have it acceptable at 3. I was like, guys, 3 o'clock, let's go. And then I realized like it's pretty hardcore. So then I tried to slow it down. Then it became 9 o'clock at night. It was like, all right, wait till 9 because you know you're going to go all night anyway. So just wait until 9. But no, we're just busting Babano's balls. XFL
and
football.
I heard
one thing actually before we get to the XFL. Oh, here he is.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Babano? Where you been, Babano? It's like the Twilight Zone. You're scared like...
No, you're not at the bar. You're at home. We thought you were
drunk. Right here taking all of this chatter and nonsense and...
Hold on, Babano. Have you been on hold for 34 effing minutes?
Minutes? Wow.
10 minutes.
No way. Since the start of the show?
Yep. No, not the start of the show. 10 minutes.
Hold on. Is it just me? But no one told us you were there.
Yeah, it's a good point. No one said you were on.
It's a good thing I said, good thing I wrapped it up with, just busted his balls. Yeah, exactly.
It's funny, Babano. Gabe, I was about to jump in when you said, where's Babano? But then I knew I was going to hear some Babano smack talking. So I said, I'm going to sit back and hear. Let this go a little further. Let this marinate a little bit before I jump in.
Yang's a piece of work, huh? He doesn't say, Babano's there while we're talking about him. Yang's just sitting there hoping and liking the turmoil. That's unbelievable. Hey, guys.
It's okay. I mentioned he was there. I brought him in and said, we got Babano. Everybody's
you did
there.
Not mention he was there.
You didn't hear me, buddy.
Cam, did you hear him say Babano was there?
Got it like a whisper 2000.
Kevin,
going.
Did you hear him say Babano was there?
I did not know Babano was there. I'll tell you this, though. It's like, you ever have a buddy who just like walks right into your house because he comes over so often? I've never seen that done, though, on a sports show. That just like, he just entered the conversation without warning. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah, my buddies, Kevin, high school used to, because I worked at Little Caesar's Pizza, and I'd get home late, right? And my parents were always away, so I had huge keg parties. He used to come into my house, hide my stuff, and leave, like, clues and stuff. Right? And I'm like, I'm getting off, like, a 12-hour shift making pies, and these a-holes are, like, hiding my stuff. I'm like, I'm letting you bang women in my house, and this is the friend? The way
this is what you get.
A friend?
Right.
This is what you do to me when I come home from Little Caesars? You jerks.
The last thing you need after a Little Caesars shift.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, Babano.
I pulled a Seidler from Seinfeld, just showed up and spoke up out of the blue without anybody realizing it.
Yeah, that was really a stealth job there, buddy.
Yeah, but now we're rushed. You could have said something 5 minutes ago. You could have said, hey, guys, like.
Love you.
The battle just lurks.
Afternoon drink.
Yeah, he just lurked there. Yeah. Wow.
That's a pot calling.
Wow.
Yeah, he was you're a real lurker, Burbano. I remember that one.
Oh, by the way, Cam, welcome back from Las Vegas. I heard you, Cam, on with Uncle Futrelli making your maiden voyage with Pharrell yesterday. Talking about Dupars and Scotty Bowman's hatred of you, which is a shame. If one of the best coaches of all time didn't like me, that would bug me too.
Yeah, it's okay. I got over it. You know, the problem with these hockey guys is even though they're legends, they can be real dicks. Morenci knows it too. He used to cover the Canadians. Like, they're always serious all the time. Like, they don't ever let you smile or laugh or whatever. But no, it's a good trip. I told Gabe I went to Gary Grinder mode, but
Scotty Bowman doesn't like anybody.
No, he hates everybody. Thank you, Gabe.
Yeah, I can see
but
that.
Yeah, it was a good trip. Everything was paid for with blackjack, and the sports book was really hot with the hockey and the college hoops, so things went well. But he actually came back with a little bit of money with the trip paid for.
All right,
shocking.
Guys.
Anyway, let's do it. All right. What we got tonight?
You guys going to start talking about your bowling league now too, guys? But Bannon comes in. Hey, Cam, how's the renovation of the basement coming? Babano, Babano rolls in, Kevin, and just throws the show right off a loop and stuff. So,
I'll tell you, good luck to me getting this thing to break.
You could have jumped in with some picks.
You want me to break down this Dartmouth Columbia?
No, it's going to take you 3 hours to do it. No, it's going to take too long. So, listen. We only got 2 minutes for this break coming up or something. We just blasted through the college basketball. So, Babano, we're going to give you the crack of the college basketball. On the other side, we're going to hit the XFL, quick NHL, and then that NBA stuff that I'm getting a headache about for tonight. The total is exploding in this game. But we all broke the games down already. Davidson and St. Bonaventure. Me and Kevin are on St. Bonaventure. Cam likes Davidson. What's your game? What's your take?
Yeah, St. Bonaventure's, I'd lay the points, too. Davidson's been a disappointment all season long. St. Bonaventure got their best player back a few games ago. They've been better ever since they got him back. They've been surging ever since then. I'm with you. I would only lay the points with the Bonnies in that game.
Illinois-Chicago at Wright State. I like the underdog in this game and the over.
Yeah, Illinois-Chicago beat Wright State earlier this season, so it's revenge for Wright State, but Illinois-Chicago has been great getting points as an underdog. They've been great, they've been competitive, and they're actually 6-2 straight up, never mind the points. They're 6-2 straight up their last 8 conference games here in the horizon, so I'm kind of with you. I know Wright State's looking for redemption here, but they'd be happy with a win. They don't need it by more than 11. I would look only to Illinois-Chicago as well.
We're jumping in on Iona because it's the cool thing to do here tonight against Manhattan, against the Jaspers. So what do you like in college basketball tonight, Babano?
Actually, I like Manhattan in that game. Iona's been a brutal home favorite all season long. They've been absolutely awful laying points on this home floor. This is not one of Tim Cluse's better teams. It's not. I mean, there are much better Iona teams than this year's group. They're down a couple of notches, and Manhattan's starting to come on a bit. I know Iona had 2 nice road wins on the Metro Atlantic Road last week, but now they're back in a role where they've been brutal all season long. I think Manhattan at least takes it down to the wire, maybe even wins this game.
What's the deal with Quinnipiac and St. Peter's tonight? The line opened up at 7. Now it's 4.5, Babano. Is there anybody out for that game? Everybody and their mother's betting Quinnipiac tonight.
Yeah, Quinnipiac's been good, Cam, as road dogs, but I'm not betting against St. Peter's, flat out. I will not do it. This team has been good to me. I backed them a lot in conference play. They've been cashing left and right. They play that stingy defense, slow-paced basketball that really frustrates a lot of their opponents. They're rolling right now. I think they're going to win this MAC tournament when it happens early in March. They'll be in the tournament, I think, the NCAA tournament, I believe, the St. Peter's squad. I'm not going against them. I understand it's not a great spot. They're better in a pick'em range and catching points than laying big points. I think people see that and wanting to like Quinnipiac here as well, but it's not me. I don't want Quinnipiac. I'm not going against St. Peter's. I've cashed with them a lot. Not going against them.
All right, so what do you like tonight, Babano, on the college hardwood?
Manhattan, like you said, UIC, St. Bonaventure, I wouldn't argue with that, and Yale. You know, you don't get Yale as low as -4 very often. I think they might be worth a look as well. That's about it. Only a couple plays for me tonight on the – and Siena as well. I do like Siena -5.
All right, good stuff there from Babano. Let's hit another break here on GTD. We got one more segment to go and a lot to hit, so make sure you keep it locked here on the grid. Turn over to some of the NBA, the NHL, and everything else that's left. All right, keep it here. GTD rolls on.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
All right, right back here. Game time decisions on the grid. Final segment. Gabe, a lot to hit, so let's get right into it.
All right, guys, why don't we get Cam and Babano going here? NHL hockey, Babano. We got to go rapid fire here. So, literally and figuratively, hop up and in. We'll go through the games because we got to get to the hockey, the XFL, and then a Team World and Team USA. 9:10 tip off tonight. Rising Stars, a challenge. So NHL hockey tonight. The Canadiens de Montréal at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Penguins -180. Cam, Canadiens getting +155. The total is 5.5. You like anything in that game tonight?
Not really. Probably Pittsburgh, Gabe, but it's going to have to be parlayed. The Montreal Canadiens snake bitten with Shea Weber out. That changes everything. They had so many bad injuries. They're lucky Gallagher didn't get suspended, but Pittsburgh at home should be able to take care of business. And you know this as well as anyone. Sidney Crosby playing in the queue. He loves playing against Montreal. When he sees that CH in the uniform, it fires him up. I got to believe the Penguins get it done tonight. I just don't like the price.
His father was drafted by the Canadiens many years ago. Babano, mm-hmm. Canadiens, Penguins.
Yeah, I'm on Penguins puck line and over. Montreal has had two devastating losses in a row because they could have beat Arizona, didn't. Could have beat Boston, didn't. Defensive miscues, breakdowns in coverage, turnovers killed them. No Shea Weber. That's trouble against Pittsburgh. I think they're up against it. So Penguins and over for me.
Devils played last night. +230 on the road at Carolina tonight. Man, Carolina, that's a big price to be laying with the Carolina Hurricanes. You can get the Devils a puck and a half, -115. The total is 6. They played last night, but still, Cam, you can't be laying this with the Canes. A big price.
Listen to this. We bet the Devils live last night when they were down 1-0. They scored 4 goals in 1. I understand Mackenzie Blackwood was in net, and he's the better goaltender. Louis Domingue's going to play tonight, and he sucks. But the New Jersey Devils are playing better, Gabe. Points in 8 of their last games. And look at the quality of opposition, too. They've taken good teams to overtime. They're playing a lot better than people give them credit for. And the book's not giving them any respect. Small play on the Devils, +220. And I like the over in this game with the goaltending. Devils can score. Carolina will get theirs. I see fireworks tonight.
And if you can, Cam, I fire you off some picks.
Already done.
Those college games go right off the board. At 7 o'clock, you the man. Babano, Devils, Canes tonight. Any interest? And feel free if you got a hockey pick, Kevin, to jump in. But Babano, any interest in that game tonight? Devils,
I would only sprinkle on New Jersey. And New Jersey has been competitive, and they've actually scored 3 or more goals 7 of their 8 games since the All-Star break. So their offense is working, and they've scored 1 power play goal at least in every game but 1 since the break. So their special teams is working as well. Unfortunately, Louis Domingue is in net. He's been roughed up every time he's been in. Blackwood's been the better goalie, but he played last night. I agree with Cam. Over the total, I think you'll see goals.
You know what? I think I might have an added play here. What am I missing? What am I missing on this hockey game? The Columbus Blue Jackets. Like, you know, you look at the Canes, they're monster favorites. You know, what's up with that? You know,
the Rangers,
you know, Columbus have been a great underplay as well, guys.
They have been.
7-3 to the under, Cam, last 10, Columbus.
Yep.
And the Rangers are on a nice under run again right now, 6-3-1 to the under. I know it's kind of obvious.
It's the under's the play.
2+4 here, but
it's not.
What about Columbus and the under here? Columbus wins 2-1.
That's what I was thinking, 3-1 or 3-2. You still win by the hook. I love this game to go under tonight. It's one of my favorite plays. Columbus is really going to try to clamp down. If they get that first goal lead, don't let that Buffalo game fool you. Hutton was in net too. He's shaky. And Columbus just had a couple mistakes in the third period. Buffalo's power play was the difference. Give me the under 5.5. Lean to the Columbus Blue Jackets as well, only laying 45 cents.
All right, out of 50 and a 50. Let's go Jackets and under.
Okay.
Babano?
Yeah.
I would actually look Rangers a little bit here in this game, even though it's a back-to-back for them. I'm on an anti-Columbus train without Seth Jones. I was worried about them against Buffalo last night, and I actually think they're going to start reversing some of these unders they've played lately. They've been an under machine, but without Seth Jones, that's a huge pillar of strength on the blue line without him. Plays in all situations. Elvis Merzlikins has been great, but now he's exposed a little bit more. He's got a depleted, weaker blue line now in front of him. We kind of saw it last night against Buffalo. They're no offensive juggernaut, and they scored 4 goals against them. I like Rangers, and I like this as a sneaky over.
Oh, Jesus.
What a come down he is, eh?
Babano, see what I did to you. That's what I did with you guys. My day. Babano, I like Manhattan.
Iona are terrible.
Oh, it's tough. My God.
No, exactly. But
does
every
he usually
day,
play the heel like this? Yeah, right, I mean, this is Wrestling 101.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves the heel roll.
Yeah.
There'd be no such thing
as
the
first
one to get the other game. So. On the same side. Got to look at it like that. If we're all on the same side.
All right, anything on the early start. No, you're right. Early start tonight for Winnipeg. 7 o'clock Eastern, San Jose Sharks and the Jets. Jets laying 150. Any interest there, Cam?
Yeah, Sharks, S.J. Sharky, he's lost his teeth, Gabe. He's a guppy. He's one of those fishes swimming at the Mandarin Chinese buffet doing nothing. Nothing but eating fish food. These guys suck. I'll take the Winnipeg Jets in this situation, laying 45 cents. The Sharks are toothless. You want to talk about a gutless old hockey team? Say the San Jose Sharks fit the bill. That's a little harsh, but yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree here. So I won't be the heel here. I'm on Winnipeg in regulation, minus 105. I've been betting against San Jose for weeks now. Why stop now? They lost badly against Calgary. Winnipeg's off a home loss to the Rangers, too. They didn't play well. Exactly. They were flat. I'd expect them to be better tonight. I like Winnipeg.
I love that S.J. Sharky, this shark has lost his teeth. He's got no teeth.
I don't know. Like, the thing is,
so a shark can mess you up. Still pretty big.
A shark can mess you up, Gabe. I'm just saying, like, and I know you want to be loyal to guys who are amazing in their careers, but they got so many aging stars on that team. Like, know what I would have done if I was San Jose? I would have said, hey, Eric Carlson or Burns, you want one of these guys to bring your team over to the Cup and win a Cup? Give us tons of draft picks. That's what you do. I know it's going to suck, but you need young talent. You get 3 or 4 guys in a mega deal and build up your team again. What's the point of just being mediocre and going down the escalator? San Jose is going to get nothing but worse over the next couple of years. So they need to, that's what I would do, but I'm not the GM.
Kevin, this world game tonight, world rising stars, like, holy crap, man. The U.S. team is freaking loaded.
Yeah.
But, and I brought this up this morning, but there's only 5 guys on the court at once. Right? Like, so when you look at the lineup, you're like, oh, my God. Like, you're like, holy crap. You got Ja Morant. You've got Zion Williamson on the floor. You got all these guys. Yet, you know, there's only 5 of them on the floor at once. I'm going to pull a Wetzel here. You know, guys, I like to go on the opposite here of these All-Star games. I don't have the numbers to back it up. And I actually will pull a Wetzel on this. We've seen this before, especially in the NHL All-Star game, guys. But every sport is different. But every year in the NHL All-Star game, Cam and Vano and Kevin, we hear, oh, God, look, this Pacific, they're going to kill these guys. Look at their 3 versus their 3 and et cetera. And they're all-stars. People forget that, right? They're all, like, wicked players that are playing there just because you're on the other team. Like, put it this way. Like, I'm taking team Giannis. I'm taking Team Giannis and the points on Sunday night. But what do you do with this one, Kevin? Are you just going to roll the chalk here and go 6.5? And how about the total, man? It went up from 298.5 earlier in the day up to, 310 right now, 310.5. And 309.5, so it's bouncing around, 6.5, 309.5. I'll tell you what, guys. Yeah, it in the last, like, 8 years, it's only gone over this number, like It only went over 300 like twice.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're getting to 309. It's only a 40-minute game. What's your bet on this game, Kevin?
I like USA. I think they are loaded, and typically the winning team will blow them out, so I don't worry about them covering the number. If you can find MVP odds, go on Trae Young. Played in this game last year, 25 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. He's going to be taking all the shots tonight and having a bunch of assists to Zion. I think he'll dominate this game. And the under, because that number is, simply put, stupid. 150 points in each half, and you still sail under. That is stupid. Under.
Another thing, if you like
last year, it was 161, 144.
It's gone up, Gabe. This thing opened up at 4. It's 6.5 now. You don't think people are looking at the rosters and going to pound the USA team? It's a 9:05 tip-off.
Yeah.
This game will be world plus 7.5 or 8 by game time. That's my prediction. Look at the way the total moved.
Kevin brought up a good point. I agree with you, Cam. It's going up, and it's the Zion stuff right now. Zion wasn't like, you know, like the roster, really. People are only starting to realize what their roster is. And Kevin brought up a good point. There has been a lot of blowouts. In this format, it's been Team USA versus Team World 5 times. And the World has won 3 times, USA twice. Last year, 161, 144. So they got to 305. But year before that, 155, 124. Nowhere close this total. Team World won. Year before that, Team World won 150, 141. Nowhere near close this number. 157, 154, Team USA in 2016. I was at that game. We cashed it, actually, with Team World. And that game did go over, but only got to 301. After that, Kevin, nothing close to this at 309.5. Like I said, it's a 40-minute game. Babano, are you betting this game at all, Babano, tonight? And, you know, it's tough. I already gave the World early in the morning sort of joking around and saying, you know what, I'm going to – because people are sort of discounting these guys. You know, I don't know if people realize this, but Luka Doncic is pretty good, Kevin, right? And like, you know, I call it Zion's playing. Yeah, so is Luka Doncic. You know, like they,
exactly.
You know, like, it's not like these guys are going to roll over. I tell you what, Gilgeous Alexander, he can play. He can ball tonight. You got 4 Canadian kids tonight.
Hamilton
and I'm counting
Brown.
On these guys, R.J. Barrett and company. Yeah, exactly, Babano. I'm counting on the Canadian kids to step up and play with some pride tonight and not get run out of the gym. I'm taking a 6.5, small play. Kevin?
Yeah, for me personally, Gabe, I'm just taking in all your great information on this game. I got nothing on it.
Take the World.
Right, we're done already. Wait. This sucks. That was fast.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, quickly, Saint Bonaventure minus 4.5. Davidson, Saint Bonaventure over. Iona, minus 135. Illinois, Chicago, plus the points. Illinois, Chicago, Wright State over the number. We are the World, plus 6.5. Jackets beat the Rangers. Rangers, Jackets under the number. Great job,
GTD!
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.